Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie reviewer Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, something I think is relatively new in Hollywood, you can set me straight if not, is what I would call the franchise movie. And this is a movie that is not necessarily a sequel, but it's related to a franchise, a series of movies. And we have that this weekend with Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Right.
But the Fast and Furious is the thing that is that appears
and
first in the title.
They were in the Fast and Furious movies,
right,
at least several of them for Dwayne Johnson and one of them for Jason Statham, who are the guys in this. It's called a spinoff because it's not considered one of their movies. There have been eight of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one planned for next year and the year after. And I don't know how they can do them this fast because they're just solid special effects and there's no reality in them and there's so much going on. But
they've got it down to a art now or to a science that they know what they're doing. They can crank them out. Spinoff is a better term, but that's very common in television.
They do many TV shows back in the day. Yeah,
but maybe not as much in movies. But this so spinoff. That's a good term. So this is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Right.
And the other fella is?
Jason Statham. He's had pretty much of a career of his own that's started out in kind of small movies. He's British, and now he's another one of the go-to action stars.
Okay. So I'm guessing this is going to absolutely satisfy the audience that it's intended for, and they'll be very happy with it.
Yes, there's just lots and lots of fighting. And it's funny because they have every weapon imaginable, but they're always going back to the old fists, and they're just having lots of that, too.
Interestingly, and maybe this is significant, it's not even listed on Rotten Tomatoes. However, I did look for some other reviews, and the NPR review, so this is not exactly the type of movie that the NPR reviewers will probably love. It says, dumb and genial.
Yes,
the way it was the headline.
Yeah, that's very good. Dumb, stupid, silly, those words all, but you can't look away. Once you're there, it's just got you.
But entertaining.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah,
it is.
A lot of comedy.
Okay, so it's the audience will love it that they're going for. PG-13 rating, so it's not overly gratuitously.
It is, too.
Violent.
It should be an R.
Or you think it should be?
Oh, it should be an R. Yes,
an R.
It's lots of, I don't know what. I guess they're calling it cartoon violence, but bodies are stacked up. There's a lot of dead bodies.
2 hours and 15 minutes, so you're going to be there for a while.
Way too long.
I would think for that kind of movie.
It's 30 minutes too long.
They
just keep on coming. I mean, it's like there may be two minutes of calm in the whole thing.
Wow.
The rest of the time, they're fighting, they're shooting, they're
that's what people,
bombing, fire. Put what's really big lately is the flames, the guns that shoot flames. What is
flamethrowers?
Flamethrowers.
Okay.
That's in several movies lately.
That's what people pay their money to see.
They want to see flamethrowers.
We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie reviewer. Of course, last week, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood came out, Quentin Tarantino movie, a tremendous amount of reaction to that, a critical reaction for the most part. Very, very good. Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. This is set in Hollywood, the summer of 1969. I remember the summer of 1969. I bet you do, too.
I do, too,
so
yes.
Quite a time, indeed.
A lot of things happened during that summer, including Woodstock.
Right.
This is just, that's what, if you didn't like it for any other reason, just the recreation of Hollywood in that time, the clothes, the look of all the buildings, the cars, and also it has in the background, running through the whole thing, is the Sharon Tate murder case, the Manson family. And that's a part of it, but I've got to explain it's a fictionalized version, and it's like all of Tarantino's movies. There are several stories going on and at the same time, and they finally overlap. They come together.
Uh-huh.
But with Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio playing people who have jobs in the film industry, Brad Pitt is the stuntman, and he's the double for Leonardo DiCaprio. And it, too, has got a lot of really great dark humor. and plenty of violence also, but maybe not as much as some of Tarantino's.
Well, I was going to say, he's known for graphic violence, so is this...
There's enough, yes, there is. But there's even... And they have a lot of real characters. In addition to Sharon Tate, they have Bruce Lee, and several other people of the time who are... Oh, the best one is Damian Green, the British actor, plays Steve McQueen. He looks nothing like him, but he is so convincing that you think, that how did he do it? Yeah. But it's excellent movie.
I wanted to ask you about a local connection there. Michael Granberry in the Dallas Morning News last weekend was mystified by the appearance of a Don Meredith Dallas Cowboys jersey. At the end of the movie, one of the characters wearing that jersey, you think, without giving too much away, you think you know what that was about?
Yeah, one of the main characters was born in Dallas, and that's I think that's all it means. I don't think Tarantino, he can go on several levels. There may be something else to dig up, but I think that's all it was. And so Meredith, at that time, he just retired, and his name was prominent in the news. And
interesting. Well, that's
also something else that happened in 69.
But what attention to detail there. Number two at the box office last week. I expect it'll continue near the
top. Yes, it'll do well. And it's I think it was the best opening of any Tarantino movie.
Mm. And both of these that we've talked about are in Greenville this weekend.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.